Pipers.
Okay, Ramadan Mubarak to all our Muslim listeners. This is Bangkok Radio Swayze, the show that puts the tie in
suits.
Suit tie? Thai food?
Thai for suits?
Thai.
Thai, your shirt.
With a tie. I meant T-H-I? Are you talking about
T-I-E?
T-H-A-I. Is that how you spell it? Okay.
Thailand.
Let's discuss. All right, we've got some dyslexicans in the room. So we're going to talk about struggles dyslexics face. And we're going to top the show with dyslexic struggles. We're going to keep you anonymous, Hassan.
Try to, please, because I don't want anyone knowing my name.
Okay. Anyone else in this room that's dyslexic?
Nuruiwa.
Okay, Nuruiwa. How does it feel? What do you do every day? What's wrong?
I like to say words, but when I say the word, they come out wrong, Summer.
So, and when you say they come out wrong, how summer wrong do they come out?
It's during the summertime is when it's the worst summer.
Is worse the summer a person?
Summer?
Or? I mean the mistakes of the word summer.
Is it because of the heat?
Worst during the season of the summer.
Hassan, you also suffer from this problem. Do you feel the same way that Nariyabu?
It's actually Nuriya.
Nuriya.
Sorry. Nuriya.
With the accent.
Nuriya.
Nuriya.
Is it just in English or in Japanese as well that you're dyslexic? I'm guessing it's not Japanese. Universe.
I am not I'm actually Canadian.
Bro, you're a racist. Just because he's like, kind of looks Japanese.
Sorry. What's your name again?
It is actually Nuriya.
Nuriya. Do you feel that you have the same, you face the same struggles as a dyslexic Japanese man in society today?
Well,
Canadian man.
Are you trying to?
Oh, sorry.
He's a Canadian. Yeah, I was just gonna say.
Nuriya.
I'm pretty comfortable with my dyslexia because every time I can't say a word properly, I can't spell it. I just have a little wank.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry. Do you mind if I spastic, retard?
Yeah.
Silly fingers.
Words that
dumb face.
Describe me.
Stupid mouth.
Yeah.
Little spacky ear boy.
More.
Spactard. Cunt nose. Little dick Charlie. These are all things that people have said behind your back.
To your face.
Now to my face.
I'm just wondering, little spacky Hassan, khaki mouth. Shitty toes.
So what happens?
How does that make you feel knowing that you can't really understand any of the words I said because your spacky mind is flipping it?
Shit lips.
Basically, I picture your mum. I go to the bathroom with a full vivid image of your mum.
Yeah.
Okay. Ben over naked.
Oh my god, this is disturbing for me to listen to.
Well, Ben, you want to know.
No, I just
the gates of hell.
Specifically,
are open.
Specifically, my mum.
Specifically, always.
Is this what? How do you deal with it when people say those rude things to you? And they call you like
little Japanese boy. He's Canadian.
Bum boy. You know.
Nadure.
Bum full of sand. I don't know. Nose. Sandy ear cunt cunt mouth. You know, don't speak to Nuriya. He's got dry breath because all he eats is soleros and sand all day long. How does that make you? Do you feel this? Do you also wank over my mum? Because it's kind of.
I don't so much do this, Nichan Saba, but I do like to wank.
Yeah.
Especially during the summertime.
What do you wank over?
I don't really want to get into it.
No, bro. This is a tell-all show. This isn't one of those.
Usually, it is mostly over profane matters.
How profane?
It depends. I would like to explain further, but you see how my dyslexia, my wordy play.
You're struggling with words. Yeah, I get it. Because you got a spastic mind.
Because of my Canadian background.
Oh, yes. That's probably it.
It affected me, nature.
That's probably What about
goodbye, Simon?
Bye-bye.
He's gone.
He left. He flew out in a little Japanese boat.
So that was our dyslexic talk. I feel
dyslexic
really,
time.
I feel really bad about that.
We can do dyslexic time every week.
Every week.
That went kind of more with our last week's title, Talking Fluffy, I think. We should have done dyslexic time.
Talking Fluffy?
What's Talking Fluffy?
That was the name of the last episode.
Actually?
Yeah,
Talking Fluffy. I didn't even listen to it.
You didn't? You were on it.
You just featured on that. Open your ears, bro. When we're recording, just
is
like...
Is it hot? Is it hot in here?
It's hot in here. It's kind of warm.
So, yeah, dyslexia time's over. It was more just a way to be mean about dyslexia.
Yeah.
But I feel like once you're in a room and you get that stuff through, and you get all the rude words out,
then it's
people
clean.
Can start to open up. Yeah,
yeah, no, for real.
Start to feel feelings. Don't fucking every single time, yeah? It's a recurring thing, yeah?
Is this check the time?
22.
That we said.
22 minutes, yeah.
Cheering.
So we have to...
This is one of...
Okay, so that was dyslexic time. Yeah. Dyslexic time's over.
Bangkok, Radio Switch.
This is one of the episodes where you will feel us... having a strong format throughout the whole show. It's going to be very regimented.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know exactly what we're talking about throughout the show.
And when.
Timings, and how long everything, nothing's going to run over.
For instance, right now we're at the 23 minute and 9 second mark.
Well,
I second that.
And I wrote in my notes, this is when Hassan will talk about this.
Yeah. Mm. So let's get on to our first topic, which is... Yeah.
Structure.
Guitar.
Of the show.
Structure of the show.
Of the show.
yeah, that's it.
So
that's what we got today.
So I was thinking about this recently. We should devote this podcast entirely to three cunts making a podcast and seeing how they can actually do something...
productive.
Whilst being also shit.
Yeah. Mm.
Like human shit.
Mm.
But these are three guys who are not us.
No, they are us.
They are us.
I thought you meant we're doing a podcast for three cunts. Just
yeah.
Like in
well,
the
it's, for lots of cunts.
Yeah.
Because everyone who listens to this podcast.
Should we go find a guy, like just a fucking homeless dude?
I found
and
one already.
And meet him and then basically study what he loves, what he likes.
Is that?
And then dedicate the show to him,
yeah.
For
to him specifically.
Eternity. Yeah.
But how would he listen to it?
On his Sony Walkman.
Should we give him a Walkman?
On his fucking tape player.
We'd record it onto tape for him, and front and back, he'd get it, you know, every two episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
He can just flip it.
Yeah.
Just
flip it. Okay.
So this is the B side coming up, Homeless Man.
We're going to give you a minute to flip the tape.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He must have flipped it
yeah,
right
he's
now.
Done it by now.
You so could have just paused.
Mm. But it's on the B
side. Well, when you take it out,
yeah,
you really wouldn't carry on playing. We'll have to edit out that fucking... But that's going to throw all our timings off.
Yeah.
We're now at...
We're messing with the structure.
24 right. minutes, 35 seconds.
But the thing is...
Although we're not, because we're cutting
this,
the first 15 minutes out.
And you wrote this in your notes. Ben, you wrote this whole bit in your notes anyway.
Yeah.
You so
wrote,
well,
you're
already,
reading this anyway.
This
I'm
is
reading
all fine.
Script.
This is already done. Yeah.
Are we on the B side of the table right now then?
Basically,
shall
yeah.
we act differently? Since
yeah. Should we swap places?
No. That's too much effort. Let's do nothing.
This is the jazz,
This is the jazz. This is the jazz version of the show.
Yeah.
See, when I
jazz.
When I come into a room, I like to come in silence. I like the music to stop because they know that the music is coming soon. Get into their ears.
Should we do a demo of that? So
that was a demo.
Doors open.
Hey guys. No, it's just me. Don't worry. Don't stop playing. It's cool. Just sing a line. And then that
the coolest cat. The coolest
that was Jive Eric.
Oh man.
Welcome to Jive
Eric.
Jive Eric. Jive Eric's a pretty cool name for a fucking
Jive Eric.
Let's
do an ad.
So let's do. Yeah. Bye.
6 million ways to dine. Choose one. At Friendly Diners, you can choose any type of cuisine you want. You can... Hey, guys, do you want to eat a shitty patty from some guy on the corner? Hey, bro.
Yes, please.
I've got that. Hey, do you want to eat a pizza
that's probably been on the floor. Half the ingredients I ain't even seen where the fuck they came from.
Do they have mushrooms?
Bro, they've got frozen mushrooms.
Yeah.
They've got the mushrooms that you pick out of the park.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, they got every type of mushroom. 6 million ways to dine. I tried it. It's the best thing. Download the app. It's about 5 million gigabytes. Trust me, bro. After one, 6 million ways to dine. 6 million ways to dine. Jeez. Choose one.
Welcome back to Bangkok. I wish that we had sirens because, yeah, you know that. Doo, 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 I want to play
that's the
that
best shit.
Doo, 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 every fucking, like, you know what? They should make an Inception director's cut. But instead of that,
just the sound.
It should be like he's in the. He comes out as the sea, and all you hear is. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah,
and then if you slow it down, instead of it being that tune, it should be like Lee Scratch Perry. Or
we could do that on the edit.
We could literally
just write out. Just it just happened.
When
just
we, okay, when you're listening back to this,
you'll be like,
you're gonna actually hear the noise instead of us doing it. But we're not actually.
I mean, we're not gonna do that.
When are we going on the radio? When are we going on FM? Because I heard a rumor that our producers. We're saying that we're gonna go FM. Is that true?
Tomorrow.
Well, that's Ian, tomorrow. You were speaking to Ian.
Yeah, Ian was like, "Do you know you guys are going FM?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Does that mean FHM?" Mm. And he was like,
"Did you you got that email too?"
Yeah. And like he was like, "No, dude, you're going on radio waves."
Wow. You know what though? Ian's a cunt.
No, well, I told him that to his face. You know, I told him that to his face.
And his wife is ugly. I don't know. He thinks she's buff, but she's butthurt.
I don't know. Where is this coming from, bro?
I don't know. He's just a dick, and his wife's a bitch, and he's got a little kid, right?
Yeah.
And he's a cunt.
He's got fucking small hands as well.
Small hands, Ian.
But I pushed... Yeah. The thing is I pushed Ian over in front of his baby girl and his baby son.
Did you push Ian over or his children?
I pushed Ian over onto his kid.
Push
and
his
then,
fucking children.
And then his kid... actually smiled at me and gave me a thumbs up. So I was like, I'm doing some good service here. Ian, we don't want to go FM. If we go FM, what should be our numbers? Should it be like 10.100? What?
106.2.
106.2.
But I think that's Heart FM.
I want to... Yeah. Should we just take over Heart FM's...
For real?
Can
for real
we do
talk?
That?
Real
can we
talk?
Do that? Can we do that?
No, we shouldn't do that.
But how would it work?
There's too much of a how brand attached to Heart FM.
We don't have the resources.
To come Bangkok Swayze.
Yeah.
And we could cut out the radio part because people already know they're listening to the radio.
Yeah, for real.
This is internet radio. Mm. That's not even the same.
It's not even radio.
It should be Bangkok Podcast.
Is this even
Swayze?
You're listening to the Bangkok Podcast Swayze.
You know what real radio guys have? They have a cough switch for moments exactly like that. That's why we're not real.
Yeah.
We don't have that. We've got guitars though in the studio.
I mean, there's drinks and stuff.
Yeah, we bring our own drinks, though.
I mean, we bring drinks, yeah.
That's proof. We added that in post.
Yeah.
That's post is what... that's industry talk.
This is...
That's what you call industry talk,
this
right?
This is poor,
so, we say post.
This is post, right? This is the post-production we're in right now,
yeah.
Actually.
Well, this is actually production.
Because we're
literally production.
No, we're in the post... I'm editing it right now.
We're creating content.
Yeah. But
this
no,
is,
yeah,
but you know what? You're
it.
Saying this, but you're actually raising a pretty fucked up point.
Whoa.
In that memory.
Paradox,
so memory, you only remember stuff that happened, right? But in your mind, it already happened, and you're just remembering it. Is this right now a memory of our future selves remembering this?
This is the thing. It's like looking at yourself in the mirror. Am I that gorgeous? Or is it just the mirror?
So,
is it the reflection telling me you are the handsomest of them
you
all?
You are the most.
You are the most handsomest of them all.
Give
that apple to that strange young
girl. Have that little baby girl.
But that does raise a good part. I was thinking, when you listen... So when the listeners listen to our voices,
yeah.
They're not listening to us.
No.
They're listening to a recording of us.
They're listening to a memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Walter Benjamin said...
Go on.
Whoa.
What did he say?
He said there are no original... There's nothing original.
Ben,
I'm going to
stop
you
right
as
there.
Walter Benjamin.
I'm going to stop you right there, Ben.
Sorry,
he didn't say that.
Yeah, well...
It goes like this. Walter Benjamin was the first man to basically discover that silicon can be implanted into...
Women's breasts.
Into women's breasts.
Yeah.
And he touched a bosom.
And he was like, I don't remember that.
A bosom?
It's not that. Yeah.
I'm
his
right
wife,
way.
He was touching his wife's breast,
yeah.
And he was like, "I don't remember this being so cack."
Yeah,
And he was like, silicon.
Silicon, yeah. I did that.
And what he did was he microwaved plasma, was it?
Yeah, sorry? Yeah.
He microwaved plasma until it was a goop. And while it was still hot, he just rubbed it on his wife's titties.
Oh, okay.
And it melted. And they melted right off.
Yeah.
And then she needed reconstructive surgery, and that was the first.
So it's like, I'm going to go get more goop. One second.
More goop.
Yeah.
Just to touch up the...
And jars.
And that's what Walter Benjamin's famous for.
Yeah.
Just to touch up the... What's the little... like
nipple.
No.
Alveoli.
Yes. Avalon.
We should do a review of that game.
Should we do reviews of Alveoli?
Yeah.
And be like, I like, you know, Asa Akira?
Mm.
Asa, the porn star?
Right.
She's like sort of Asian looking.
Right. Yeah.
She does all that butt stuff.
Uh-huh.
And her name's Asa. It's kind of weird. I guess that's why they call her that. her alveoli? They're brown. You know, I like that.
Would you feel if there was the biggest titty in the world, Joe? Mm-hmm. Even though big titties.
Big doesn't always mean better.
Big doesn't always mean better when it comes to titties. But say if it was like a nice sized boob, mm-hmm. but it had no nipple. Would that stress you?
Yes.
Yeah.
But why?
But not in a bad way. It would stress the seams of my pants as I got hardcore boner town. As I drove into Bonerton. to ride the so Boner Express. Oh, big time. You know when you're looking at it.
This cup is fucking me up.
When you're looking at a nipple and you're like, I just wish it wasn't there.
Are you fucking mad? So you'd like a nippleless boob, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
Just like a mannequin. Like a mannequin.
Like exactly
two glands. Just two hanging glands.
Do you know what else? Belly button. Get the fuck
out of here. Get out of town.
You know, you put your finger in your belly button and then you smell for the rest of your life. You're like that noise is because Asa's remembering.
I remember getting told by my brother to smell my belly button as a kid.
I think we might have even talked about this.
We've talked on the podcast.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Probably every episode.
Yeah. The rest of the show is we should just end it now and just do a best of
moment.
But not a best of the last episode. We
should do best of this episode, so
far. Yeah, so far. I remember we said that shit about dyslexics.
20 minutes ago, yeah.
And do like retrospectives, like, so this bit where so I this was is talking.
Like, direct commentary.
Yeah,
like, what was going through my mind at this point, but. I really think it would be funny to say this
about dyslexics.
Yeah. It's not dyslexia. It's a disease.
They're a diseased group of people that, you know, they should be shamed.
It's funny to take a piss at.
And it was kind of like going on the Freudian kind of look on things. I just wanted to, talk about my penis sessions.
Sometimes. The thing is with dyslexia is that they're just regular people like you and me.
With small dicks.
Like, when they write, it's just sort of funny. So they're big stupid letters.
Backwards.
Backwards sometimes. And in between the round
places. And invisible.
And often. I would like to edit all that out.
Oh, man.
Nah, let's keep it.
Oh,
let's
bro. Of course, bro.
What were you saying about... Oh, yeah, belly buttons. When I was a kid, you know, you think that any belly button is the one, because that's how it's really meant to be.
Yeah, that is the most normal.
Now, no, for me now, it's outie or nothing.
Why?
Because they're so... Because belly buttons are disgusting.
They are... look, the thing is, if it wasn't there, it would just be a smooth bit of just stomach. Would that be more appealing?
Yeah.
I think... on a woman, we're talking strictly now for women, yeah?
Why are you talking about women?
I love them, bro.
Oh, okay.
I love them, bro. When I see a nice belly button on a woman, I kind of like it.
What about when you stick your finger in it and you're like, yeah.
I don't just stick my finger in it.
And you know why you don't? Because they kick. But if you got an outie, you can touch it all you want and be like, fresh. No smell.
Lemony. So
you think
fresh.
It's just because it's easier to clean because it's an outie. And if it's an innie, you forget about it. It just becomes dirty.
I wonder if innies, if they even clean it. Do you have to go, because I don't have one, do you have to go like sort of in and around? Or is
I
it
think,
just not,
I don't know.
Does it just end there?
I don't have one either.
I used to have an outie.
And they became an innie.
What?
Listen, I used to have an outie when I was young because I used to have a flat stomach. And then I got like podgier. And now it's like my stomach has fully engrossed my innie belly button.
Wait, so what happened?
it's just fat now around the innie, the outie belly button.
Outie.
So now it's an innie.
right.
I don't know how it works.
I don't know how that works.
So I grew fat around my belly button. But I think it might have been like just subconscious that I was too disgusted by seeing my insides.
So you think just overnight your brain was like,
we gotta fix it because I kept having flashbacks of my belly buttons. Yeah. Just get it away. Get it away. No, the umbilical cord getting cut from my mum. Yeah.
Can you imagine remembering that? It'd be traumatic.
It would be pretty, like, it'd be part of you.
Yeah. You'd just be screaming.
Yeah. What do you think they do with it?
They stick it
up your bum.
Depends.
This humour is... I'm sorry.
Radio Swedes.
Just cut me off, man. My humour is getting...
But no, you know what? You raise an interesting point. Do you know what the most overrated thing in the world is?
Spray it.
Losing weight.
Why?
Because people are like, you look good, you're so healthy looking and all that shit. But really, you've lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It costs you a monthly fee to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It's
stressful.
You now... Every single day, you have to go for a run and shit.
Yeah.
None of your clothes fit you anymore. You now have to go out and buy entirely new clothes. Mm.
And then maintain your ward and maintain your health.
Yeah, exactly. People say you look better,
but you do.
But you still have the confidence of a fat guy. Yeah. You're not going up to like more gorgeous women in the street, being like, "Hey, I'm a thin guy now. You wanna have sex in your pussy?" And they're like, "No," because you still are disgusted.
But that's what slim, handsome guys say.
That's exactly what I say.
Yeah. But I say it to more ugly women because I'm fat. If I was thin, I'd be trying to say it to more good-looking women. But then when you lose the weight, you're still approaching ugly women, being like, "Hey, pussy baby,
pussy baby,
can I touch your slaps?"
Let me touch your smelly bits.
And if, if they're fat and disgusting enough,
in your Audi,
if they're sort of gross enough, then they're cool with that.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I only have the confidence to still approach them.
What I'm thinking, if we're bringing it to a serious vibe, because this is a serious show.
This is the most serious show.
Fat people, in general, they have to overcompensate with kind of
being funny,
and being like amicable. Yeah? Yeah. So like,
fat people are always nice. Usually, fuck them.
Yeah. So they usually, if you see a fat guy who becomes skinny, they usually actually still have nice.
Do you know what else?
Thing.
You know, there's fat people who are dicks. Because they just assume everyone's going to be a dick to them.
Yeah, one day they're just the worst.
I always try and bully them. I always... Like, they come into a room. I'm like, "Hey, fatty."
And they're so like, "Ah,
oh, dude, come on, bro. It's not nice." I'm like, "Yeah, why don't you eat it? Why don't you eat those feelings of guilt and shame?"
You already did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
How many cream caramels
can you put in your mouth at one time?
Do you know what I like putting in my mouth at one time? You guys are disgusting. Loads of grapes.
I try and squeeze them into
loads and loads of grapes
into super mush.
But bro, when you put loads of grapes in your mouth, you feel like a king.
Some kind of grape king? What do you mean?
What do you mean, grapes? Alright, you get a handful of grapes.
Right.
You pull them all off the stem at once.
Take them off the
you
stem.
You stick them in your mouth.
Right.
And you start chewing.
Okay.
You got grape juice flowing out of your mouth.
All right.
You feel like you're in one of those hentais.
I've never seen any hentai like that.
Where a guy's like...
Oh, like a monster. He's a monster,
but he's got like grape juice flowing out of his mouth. But in his mouth, he has like loads of weird, circle-y tentacle things. And there's like juice, but he's eating it. And instead of like raping a small person, like Japanese person, animated human being, you're just eating grapes. So you got none of the guilt of being a hentai monster. But all of the fucking
pleasure,
gravitas of just being that kind of entity,
just
that would that feeling of doing something really evil.
Minus the 50 inch penis is what you're saying, yeah. Minus the gigantic ding dong,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Do you guys remember Home Improvement?
I wish I could do that noise. I watched like a 20-minute compilation.
It's the best video of the season. What happened to Tim Allen? How come Jerry Seinfeld's still making it? Tim Allen's not making it.
Tim Allen was nowhere near as good as Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah,
but still Tim Allen, though.
He's Tim Allen. I don't know, he's weirdly hated in like loads of award shows and stuff. People always fucking hate him.
He must have done something.
Catchy. No, he got arrested.
But he was arrested, like, he's been arrested loads of times.
That's probably it, then. He's probably done...
Like, he did too much crime.
Yeah.
But none of it was bad crime. You know, he never, like... raped. He never raped. Yeah. That's something that you, like, can't come back from. Murder, rape, saying stuff that's anti-Semitic.
But he was a comedian. The thing is that he was a fully-fledged comedian, like, stand-up comic.
Yeah.
Who just kind of then stopped doing stand-up.
Yeah.
And just did his TV show, and then he had nothing really after that. He was like, he stopped his comedy, he stopped doing dumb films. Maybe he made so much money off fucking Home Improvement.
Why would he ever need to do anything again?
He's just in like a jacuzzi shaped like a Ferrari or something.
Well, shaped like the Benson. Was it Benson?
The car that he was making.
No, what was the company he used to work for?
Oh, the one that you always
advertise. Tool time. Benson?
Yeah, it was Benson.
Shaped into like the Benson.
Like wood fucking something.
He was terrible, man. He always used to fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what? The next segment of our show we have scheduled in is an analysis of Home Improvement. Do you remember when Randy got cancer in that episode?
No.
All right, so let me bring you back. The year is like...
Is he the next door neighbor?
Randy is the middle kid.
He got
cancer. And there was an episode where they thought he got cancer.
Simba.
And they were being super nice to him. Yeah,
they Simba. Thought he did.
They thought, it turned out he just had a thyroid problem. For a minute, they were like, what if it's cancer? It was one of the 90s, let's do a serious episode or something. And let's do a serious analysis now.
Of that. On the cuff.
Of what would happen if Randy died of cancer in that episode.
Well, I'm sure they debated this. When they were writing in the team room,
yeah.
I think what would have happened is, what was it? Tim Allen called Tim Allen in the show?
Tim Taylor.
Tim
Taylor's tool time.
Tool time.
Say that fast.
Five million times.
Yeah.
He would have turned his back completely on tool time.
Yeah.
And he would have.
Al would be like, "Hey, you want to come build a birdcage and just like fuck it up by accident?" And he'd be like. Because in his mind, he's like, I would have fun doing that, but my kid died of cancer.
Yeah, so he would have...
It's not something you come back from.
I think he would have lived amongst the wolves.
Do you think he would have got divorced from Jill? Jill was his wife?
The wife.
Yeah, yes. Jill. Or Jane? How
do you remember the names?
I watch the show every single day. Every single day.
The kid who is Simba.
Yeah.
This is a gay comment. This is for our gay listeners out here.
That's all right.
They. Let me just say something. A bit gay.
That's okay.
Okay. That's cool. As long as you're not judgmental of.
I love the gays. Well, I'm technically now one of them because I'm gay.
One of them. Yeah.
Coming out on CK's Random Radio Swayze.
Homophobic hour. Anyway, the kid actually grew up. He's quite like he's been in nothing, innit? He's grown up as you do through time, and
that's what happens. Generally,
the hormones kick in, and he's like he's a pretty boy. He's like a handsome, like looking dude.
So you would say that?
Are you thinking of Simba? You're talking about the middle.
Simba, yeah. He's like a proper like. I'm just gonna get graphic here.
What are you trying to say?
He's hot shit.
All right.
He's got a big dick. Super, and he knows how to use it.
Super long. I would say the length.
Is it thin?
The length is more of the asset than the girth.
Mm-hmm.
And his body, man. It's just...
So when you said I want to say something gay, you weren't being derogatory.
No,
you just wanted to say something gay. That's fine. We don't need to edit that out.
As I said, I've entered.
That's fine, Hassan O'Colley.
I've entered the realm. I've entered.
Hassan O'Colley does not talk for anyone else.
As I said before, I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
You're not supposed to.
I've said it twice now.
Us. You can say us.
Yeah.
So we're all gay.
No.
I'm just gay.
Yes.
I'm one of them, bro.
Yeah,
them.
Well,
we're getting to them.
The them is what the we're problem taking problems is. With this, yeah. I'm going to need to bring you into my office. I'm going to need to talk about this because, you know me, what you do in the privacy of home, God bless, my own. But, you know, you can't say it on the radio, especially now that you're on Hot FM.
106.2, bro.
This is where Denise Van Outen, she started out. This is where Johnny Vaughn. The guy, he came into my office with nothing but a sardine in his pocket and a dream in his heart. I put him on the radio. The guy's a millionaire now. You got, when you boys want to be millionaires, you're going to have to play by the game, by the rules. There are rules. You can't say faggot. Can't say nigger.
But sir. But sir.
Even if you hate the faggots and the niggers and the Jews.
But sir.
Yeah.
But sir, I didn't say. But sir, I didn't. I did not say anything of that kind.
You
sir.
Didn't say faggot, nigger, Jew.
I did. But sir, are you trying to trick me on air? I'm not going to say...
You're not gonna say what, boy? Because there are rules in this game.
I'm not gonna.
You come on the radio. This is not fucking tool time.
FNJ.
This
is not. I'm not gonna say FNJ, buddy.
FNJ.
Buddy, back off. Yeah. Back off, buddy.
Yeah.
Damien.
Adrian? What the fuck? Damien. What the fuck is that? Damien, come down from the banister.
Damien! All for you!
All for you, Damien!
Imagine that kid. That kid was just a little kid and he watched his mom hang out, so...
No, it was the nanny or something.
Oh, is it not his mom?
No, it was the net. Oh, this is all for you, Damien!
All for you,
how did they not Damien. Know something was up at that yeah, moment yeah. when she screamed that in front Ooh. Of the whole party?
They must have been like, she's... Wow.
Wow.
We should probably take him to a therapist.
Instead of allowing.
Let's all take him to a therapist. When he crashed into his mum and his mum got crippled, let's take him to a therapist.
He's fucked.
Have you seen that film We Need to Talk About Kevin?
That is banging!
Wow.
That is.
I was going to have to say the exact
No way.
It's intense. I took a girl on a date to see that in the cinema.
Whoa.
And I was sat there. I had no idea what it was about. And I went. I was sat there and I was like, I don't think I made the
right. It's movie. So intense. I love how intense
yeah.
it is.
Yeah, it's super duper intense. It is a good film. I'll give it. It is a really good
Can
film.
Can I say another gay comment?
No.
I mean,
yes.
You, I wanna want to be part of them, guys. I want to be. I want to be part of them.
You mean which them?
Those guys.
Which Damien?
Damien. The guys. Anyway, no. I was just gonna say that guy turned out to be a handsome guy as well.
What the Kevin. Kid from the Omen?
Yeah, Kevin.
No, Kevin. Ah, he was kind of Asian.
Yeah. Sort of Asian. He's a model now.
Oh, really?
He's a model.
What's yeah. with all the man appreciation today, man?
Well, I've told there's you. Nothing wrong with that, Eamon.
You know, you. I live mean, in a there society is, where... of course, nothing wrong with that.
Yes. There is. We live in a very open.
Yeah.
And we. This is a show where you can say anything and not be
you
judged.
You could be part of the real group. Or part of them is what I say. Wow. Always.
When and you say real, it's real group, you mean Bez Yusinko Gram.
What I'm saying is the guys who are gay are the real group.
Okay. Wow.
And them
okay.
are the other group.
Whoa. It's just fucking straightophobia.
It's straightophobia. I can't stand them.
I can't.
Fucking talking in their proper accents. Well, I'm gonna get proper homophobic in a
proper accents, yeah.
Proper. Whoa!
Welcome back.
What
to
minute?
Radio
what minute was that? Proper accents. But you know what? I am definitely pro-gay.
Okay? Oh yeah.
Because I'm running for president of America next week.
Yes.
And I need to just make sure my stance on pro-gay.
What kind of stance
correct.
Are you taking?
I'm pro.
Right.
For the gays.
Uh-huh. Pro-gay.
Pro-gay.
Pro-gay stance.
Do you want to know what that entails?
I want to know yes. what kind of gay stance.
It means that I'm for gays.
For gays.
If
but we're only three gays
what I'm
in this podcast.
What I want for
yes.
every gay
expand
is...
Expand on that.
As I want every gay to not only be gay, but I want every person who is not a gay
yeah.
to then be a gay.
A gay, yeah.
So that I'm pro-gay.
Okay. Pro-a-gay.
Pro-gay.
Say it again.
Hassan El-Khoury for president, 2016.
Yeah.
Pro-gay.
Dead.
Assassinated. By yeah. gays.
By gays.
By gays.
But yeah. you're pro-gay.
Gay
snipers. I'm a bro-gay.
Bro-gay.
I'm bro-gay. This is our waning section. Where we wane.
Do you remember Wayne?
World?
Let's go to the brick.
Arena Masons. We have the sharpest of swords. Slay your enemies or bury them. Whichever you please. We may service thee. Mason Order swords. Useful for cutting and digging holes.
Masons. I use a mason sword every time I go out and I try and fucking fight with my wife.
Hello, traveller.
How are you?
Weary traveller, rest your head on this humble pillow and tell us your tale of woe and masonry.
I would need 50 gold coins to tell a tale that will excite you.
I do not have 50 gold coins, but if you tell me a mission I can do in loot, I will be pleased. I will come back to you, and I will be pleased with what I will hear.
Fair traveller, I need 50 berries from the trees. Can you get me and acquire exactly 50 berries
I
from
nearby
trees?
I shall go out now, and I will find you 50 berries, and I will hear your story. And I will claim your soul for my own.
Warriors of the Mycocanian land. We shall service thee once again here in the Mason's Order.
Oi, what's going on all here instead? You tell me you got a thing to tell me, but you made some berries. You fuck, mate.
CKC, Bangkok.
Welcome back to the Cool Kids Club Presenter Room.
We are doing the Bangkok Radio Summer Radio.
Summer of Swayze. Welcome back to Summer of Swayze, where we are playing the tunes. Coming up next is Radio Disco.
Swoosh! Radio! Big!
Jamma! That's the and so on and so forth.
Spit
it out.
Have you ever bought a towel from
to wrap
Denmark's
around my head and
when
scream
you come
along
home? Your mum is like, "Why did you buy a red towel?" And you're like, "You're like, what difference does it make, mum?" And you're like, "But a red towel, you won't be able to wash it with anything." And I'm like,
"Orange?"
And I'm like, I'm like, "Hello, mom, come on. It's just a towel, shit. Wash that shit on 90 degrees anyway, man. Burn off the filth."
Yeah, for real. Just make it blend with all the other towels.
Exactly.
Get an orangey...
Why is there shit on your towel, bro?
Bro, I wipe my bum after I come out of the shower. And no matter how much you clean it, it always smells.
You gotta get in around the...
These noises are really bad to hear. If you've got headphones on right now,
it smells disgusting.
It's certainly smells. This noise is so disgusting. That's it, we got.
Stinks. Stinks. Shit on that towel.
I've got a fart brewing. I wish I could fart.
One time I was listening to a podcast and the guy burped. And I swear to God, for the rest of the episode, I was like, oh, I can smell it. I wanted to tweet him and be like, you can't burp in the podcast, bro.
Just taste a bit of the burp.
I can taste the burp in my. Like, it got trapped. I don't know, I'm obviously a weirdo because it got like the noise got trapped in my fucking nose.
Your sensory basis, that's not a
your term. Sensory basis.
Yeah.
That's not a term.
User!
Have a sensory basis. Maybe you're strongly predisposed.
Yeah, predisposed
to smelly stuff.
To smell. User, my friend. User, you have a predisposed predisposition on a sensory basis to smelly stuff. When you smell things like poo-poo,
you say?
It makes you feel glum.
What do you keep dropping from this fucking
chair? Drop stuff every
this
day.
Is a bring back from like a week ago when you kept this here.
Hey, <that's> Mason.
to everyone. To everyone not watching on the live webcam, Ben Mansour, the guy talking right now, just broke the chair that he was sitting on.
And passed the axe of truth to Eamon.
And now I'm worried that if I stay sitting on this chair, I will hurt my backside and maybe even break my, what is it called? Coxon.
Coxon, your lumbar.
My coccyx? Coccyx.
Is that the tail between your dick and your... Anus. No. That's for straight listeners. What? Hassan. What?
Hassan. Just on
us. Hassan, we told you on the break, bro. We told you.
We scolded you,
it's
man.
It's literally why we had the break, bro.
No, but is the gooch, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the tailbone. Oh, or as the coccyx.
The coccyx. Is it because...
Hey, bro, you can ask your mama all about how this cock gets sick. It's weird.
Whoa. Going back to the towel wiping,
yeah,
the gooch is probably the hardest place.
The coffee table.
The coffee...
Wait, sorry, the gooch is the hardest place to what?
To succumb to the towel.
What? It's not hard to dry a gooch with a towel. You put the towel in your hand and you lay the gooch
onto towel.
Yeah, but I don't want to...
You don't want to dry it, is what you mean.
I don't want... Yeah, because, like, the thing there I... There is a connector.
You're just worried about coming later and drying their face.
No. I'm scared of doing my own face because the towel's so big and it's all the same colour, so there's no map.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying?
Map? So why not do your face first?
No, but what I'm saying...
Wait.
Genius. Is that logic? Is that some logic?
The magical way of thinking.
You heard it here first on Bangkok Radio Swayze.
Do your face first, then the gooch.
Let me get that straight. Face, then gooch?
Face, gooch.
Gooch.
When's the belly button come in? Is that...
No, you don't dry the belly
button. Don't dry the belly button. I actually do dry the belly button.
Yeah, with one square of tissue
paper. I like...
Toilet paper, yeah. How can you... You can't fit the towel in there.
You're supposed to just get... There's a technique. You get one square of toilet paper, put it on your little finger, and then you just turn once.
That's what I do. But what I always do is I pull it out, and I'm like, no, it's not dry enough. I do it in again, and then it's sore for the rest of the day.
I've never done that.
The belly button, fuck it. It's the worst part of the human body.
Well, just punch it.
God was taking a break.
Should I punch your belly button?
God was taking a break.
And you punch mine.
And he let his fucking intern... He was like, just do the belly button. Don't fuck it up. And the intern was like... He's like, why do I keep employing these assholes?
Do you think he was just like, all right, let's make some people. And then instead of all the bullshit of being made out of clay and ribs and all that gas, he just blew into a thing.
Oh,
like,
from the belly button.
It up, just tied into that.
Just tied into that. That's called the anus.
That looks stupid, guy.
That's the anus.
But that would make sense because we need the poo out of the poo anus.
Yeah, you poo out the anus. That's true, Hassan.
Logic.
You poo out the anus.
Science today.
So what I'm saying is poo
comes out of the butt.
Out the anus. Not the belly button.
I hope not.
I love that.
That's great.
It's so good.
It's Freemason. Mason Society.
Freemason.
I'm definitely trying to join that society. Is it free to anyone to join?
Just
Masons.
It's just Masons.
Yeah.
But so I have to carve stuff to get into the group. I have to make a shoe.
But you got to carve specific stuff.
Like a
goats with three horns, eyes and shit.
And you gotta come from like a lineage of craftsmen.
Yeah. Oh, your dad's a craftsman.
But he makes my father from the land that once was a great land before the men of those kind.
Days of old.
Days of old. To the days of my father once was a great man. He would sit me on his knee and say, son,
here is a weather's original. One day you will have a grandson and he will be a very special boy. And you know what? I am a special boy. Hello, weary traveller. Come inside my inn and make way with my beautiful wenches. But do not pay the price all at once, for you will suffer. They have fiery pussies. Full to the brim with the syphilis.
Fiery coochies.
The coochie,
coochie the fire.
But I hope you like the burn.
It is the hottest coochie in the land.
Get out.
I use my pee pee as a weapon. I pee on things. You make fire.
The coochie.
Bonsoir.
That's when the French, like, crusaders. Was there French crusades?
Yeah, why not?
At some point.
They were crusader sounds like such a cool name.
Such a banging. Yeah.
Like a cool.
If
like,
it goes on your CV.
Yeah. I'm a crusader, bro.
I'm a crusader.
The French crusaders, that's when they meet the English wenches, mm-hmm. and they're like, these wenches, the fiery pussies, and the coochie-coos are nothing compared to our Frenchies.
Our French women, they have pussies made of girls, made of grey.
We are so stereotyped.
It's going Francois, do you ever think maybe we should move out of our parents' basements and finally start our careers as DJs? I will start farming weed and we will sell it to the poor.
What type of music do you like, Francois?
I like electro, Francois.
Ah, me too, buddy.
Electro disco every day, hip hop, techno.
Yeah, Frenchie. We have definitely fucked up.
So much today. We've lost
Ian. I'm blaming it all on Ian.
Ian is a fucking idiot.
Ian was meant to be here to control us.
Fucking Ian, man.
I fucking hate Ian with a vengeance.
He's got such an ugly wife. I mean, I think I'd like him more if his wife wasn't so ugly. And she wasn't always just around.
My problem is just the way her face is arranged.
Guys, who's this an impression of?
Fucking Ian's wife.
Oh my god. But look, we've all...
That sound is what she looks like.
Let's just be honest here. We've all been there. We've all tasted the fiery coochie-coo.
We all fucked her. But I mean, I take that back. I didn't fuck her. No. I spat in her mouth. And she was like,
is that sex?
I was like, baby, it's as close as you're gonna get. She's got a fiery pussy. Does anyone want to use that as a jump off to create more humor? No, you're gonna sort of lie down. This is the beauty of improvisation. People say stuff and then other people add to it.
She reminds me of a foot.
Yeah.
Or an ugly one.
What? Yes. Expand.
Like an old, a foot of old.
The,
a stump.
The old foot of old.
A stump from the great battle of foot.
Oh, do tell. There, of that battle.
It was a misty horizon.
Yes, it was a particularly misty
horizon. Our swords were particularly blunt that day.
What are we going to do?
And yet, we slayed 100 men. And
those men grovel at the feet of greatness.
Decrepit they were. Fallen, mostly.
Mostly homeless, yes.
Homeless, yes. Fallen, mostly. Slayed them, we did.
Yes, I remember their screams. Please stop. What have we done?
Some of them screaming, not at all. Speaking backwards, they were.
That was a day they won't soon forget or remember.
For they are dead.
And we live on.
We live on, not fallen.
Courageous we are.
Yes. To live another day and fall.
Many men fell to our blunt knives that day, and many a wench
fell to our other sword.
To our swollen sword.
Laid them, we did, sire.
In keep.
Yes, I remember the night.
Yes. Many a wench
was slain.
Was slain that night.
Finally, coochie coo, bro.
Many coochie coos.
Slayed.
So, that was this week's episode.
Alright.
Thanks for listening.
Let's take a break.
After the break, we've got questions.
We've got so many questions. Bangkok.
Okay, welcome to Question Hour from Bangkok Radio Swayze. We've got some ring ding dingers for everyone. So we've got our first question from a fellow called Edgepence. Edgepence. He says, my girlfriend is religious. She's shown me her breasts, right, but not the nipple. does it count?
Is this so, like, in a dress, you think?
No, he says he's seen the breast.
But not the nipple.
But not the nipple. So and I imagine not the areolae.
What's his question again?
Does it count? Can I now tell my friends that I've seen titties?
The thing is, it depends. If he's seen it from the top half without the nipple, it
doesn't count.
Then nah, it's just sort of cleavage. But from the bottom, then she might have done something to show him that purposely. Well, no, unless she's had like one of those weird tops that you can see the bottom boob. Do you know what I mean?
Like the bottom of the
boob. I like the bottom boob.
It's a good part of the boob.
But if he's seen the bottom bit, then that couldn't have been an accident. Then that might count.
No, I don't think it counts unless you've seen the nipple, personally.
The thing is, let's go back to the question, because he specifically was talking about her religious side.
Yes.
And this is obviously a factor. So she's feeling that if she doesn't show the nipple, then she's still in God's
good
graces. Yeah. So I'm thinking, look, guy, okay, you want to see this nipple.
Mm.
I'm thinking you're probably tainted with the blood of Satan. Okay, yeah. If you're tainted with a bit of the blood of Satan, you shouldn't be jamming with this chick.
Exactly.
So, just a little backstory about this. Blood of Satan means she's on her period.
Yeah.
That's the blood of Satan.
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on. Continue. Exactly. I was just making sure we knew
what we were talking about. Yeah.
I'm thinking, dude, look, guy, what's his name? Edgepenter.
Yeah.
If you really want to be a guy, you got to just be seeing all types of nipples in your life. You can't be sticking with just the breast as itself.
Because she might not even have a nipple. Exactly. Do you remember that part of the episode? Let's bring back.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. And this could really fuck his life up. If he's exposed to a nippleless breast, it'd be
traumatizing.
It's just, he doesn't know.
Yeah, I'm thinking just use technology, snap a picture of her with the breast, no nipple that she's showing you. Yeah, fine,
Photoshop
one
in.
Photoshop that in pink.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be over
any
the hand.
Any kind of nipple. Green nipples, you want that?
Yeah, on the top of the hand.
Yeah, it's fine.
So it'll be like a little nipple hand.
It's just Jamesing it, yo. Just Jamesing it to them green nipples.
N-I-P-H-A-N-D.
James.
Nice.
So what's
our final thought with
that? I think we've answered Ashman's question. No, it doesn't count. And you want to see the punane.
Yeah. That's where the real stuff
is. That's what it looks like. Beef.
And babies are
beef
born.
Jerky.
Yeah, and
sideways.
Babies are born out of it.
Babies
like
are kicked out right out of there.
Well, they're not. They take some ages. How do you think human beings realize that sex made babies? Nine months is an incredibly long time.
Oh man, they must have been like,
dude, what's this coming out? You've been getting fat recently, K-Bug.
They must have been banging constantly. I think that's it. I think they just kept banging
until something fell out.
And they were like, fuck, you're huge. But I love it.
Yeah.
Because I just love that snatch. I love that cavey
snatch.
That cavey
sweaty
cold,
snatch.
Sweaty cold snatch. You know what I love in Charlton Heston
films? Hey, Cog, can I see your moist cave tonight? He's like, but we live in a moist cave. He's like, yeah, but I want to eat out your moist cave.
Ben, let's do that conversation, but in real cave speak.
Yeah.
That's her comment.
No, you just have like rudimentary speaking skills, so it'd be like
just inside speak, inside, like you're speaking into your mouth.
You
speak into
like
your
you're
mouth.
Trying to speak to your own brain.
Yeah.
I reckon you can't even hear that.
Yeah, for real. Why in Charlton Heston films are the and all the like films about like 100?
So this is our next question.
10,000
from Hassan Okoli.
Like 10,000 BC and fucking like when there's like the cave woman, it's just insanely
buff.
Like I don't
just beautiful.
I just don't get that
because cave women were beautiful.
Yeah, but they definitely were.
All they ate was
they
meat.
Were.
And all they did was fuck.
Yeah.
The thing is, you're forgetting how simple
you're not
those
cool
cave,
enough, bro.
Those cave people were very simple. They found the penguins, we're like, we'll keep those. Yeah. Ugly ones, throw those away.
Yeah.
Literally. They leave ugly people behind.
But how did we develop ugly people?
That's how monkeys stopped being people. We stopped fucking monkeys because they weren't as good looking as cave people.
One was born and then you kept
fucking...
And he was like, yo, I'm not fucking that monkey anymore. Yeah. Like, you got to keep fucking it till you make another human. This was his monkey friend.
Yeah.
It was actually quite smart.
Yeah, guy's a smart monkey. Yeah, so he'd get harder chicks because he used his smart.
Yeah.
Eventually, another human luckily was born. Then they were like, let's keep fucking and let's leave these monkeys behind.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, I think it was Charlie. Charlie was the monkey.
Charlton Heston?
But they called him Charlie because it was a bit less
than... Charlie Heston.
Yeah. So he was like, Charlie, we're going to go do our thing over there without the monkeys. He's like, cool, I'm a monkey. I feel weird about it, but I want to come hang out with you guys. They were like, no.
No.
And that's how
evolution really started.
I mean, as far as I know.
So all the Charlton Heston films and the ones about a million years in the past are real, factual kind of
true story.
Nice.
True
story. Okay. Thank you for answering that.
No, in fact, actually all films are true stories.
Based on true stories.
All right.
Not based, that's true.
Mostly true.
You had another question?
Sometimes true. A few more actually. Okay. So I am not... So this is from... I'll read his name at the end, actually, of the question. I am not a religious man, but my elderly father is.
This is a lot of religious stuff.
Yeah.
What's going on? All right, cool.
Was there... Oh, yeah, it was. This is our episode on religion.
Oh, yeah.
This is our God episode.
We forgot.
We said right at the beginning, Ramadan Mubarak.
It was Ian who did it, who basically organized this episode. God. And his... wife.
The thing is, every time she emails in, I feel like I can smell her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She has a very specific smell.
The thing is that she's an evangelical Christian, and that's why we're fucking doing this.
Should we tick another box today?
Yeah.
Let's
tick another box.
On her face, bro.
Yeah.
With a fucking permanent Sharpie.
Okay. I am not a religious man, but my father is the season of Ramadan. He is fasting. I am not, because I do not believe in any of that. And he says this, hoo-ha.
Okay.
Now, my father is elderly, and he doesn't want to feel the embarrassment of having a son who does not fast. He is fasting. Is it moral for me to just lie and tell him I am fasting, to save him the shame and disappointment, and to save me the embarrassment?
Yes. Next question.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine, dude. And that was from Big Dicker Daniel.
Thank you, Big Dicker Daniel.
Dicker Daniel.
Yeah, that's completely moral.
That's fine. Lie to him. That's fine.
Lying to your parents is what this country was built on.
Yeah.
Your name is Big Dicker Daniel.
Yeah. He's got a big dick.
Just do what you want, man.
You're in charge, baby.
If it's true.
Okay, so here's the third and final question from a guy called Shogun Michael.
He's backed out, man. He's like started strong with the name and was just like, I need to remember
people
to put my
real
name.
When you're emailing in, you need to remember the trick to having a cool name is it's three words and all three words have to be cool.
Yeah, on their
Ghost,
own.
Ghost, face, killer.
Yeah, on their
cool
own.
Name. Yeah,
on their
all
own.
Three words, cool on their own.
Yeah.
Sword,
jacket.
Jet.
Mm.
Volcano. Sword jet volcano.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
Yeah.
Eyeball. Martin.
Gun.
Eyeball knife gun.
Nine. Yeah.
See? Banger.
Yeah.
Alright, anyway, so Shogun Michael sent in this. I have recently downloaded Snapchat.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, Snapchat for any listeners who don't know.
It's what kids use.
It's a...
Did you say Snapchat?
No, I did not.
Snapchat.
It's a great idea. I bet you it exists. You know those when you're on porn sites and they're like, hey, get the new thing. Way better than Snapchat. It's got Snapchat. Or Snapchat.
Talking to a vagina. Or an asshole.
And they talk like this.
That's one that's closing up.
Close the anyway, shot, baby.
Have you ever noticed that vaginas
close.
Are like dark
wiggles.
Dark
and they fucking all the mass that they take in eventually gets converted into density and then expunged.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, I have a Snapchat. I have recently downloaded Snapchat. any ladies out there can add me on Shogun Michael's Six Niners.
Mm-hmm.
I have sent dick pics to every woman I know.
Nice.
But haven't got any tit pics yet.
Really?
Do you have any tips on how I can get some tit pics?
Well, yes. I think what's going on here is that he might be getting conned.
Yeah, sorry.
They might be just doing a print, what do you call it? Screen save.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
And just being like, I got mines.
Mm. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about his.
Mm.
And so he might be, what I'm saying.
All right, that's plausible.
Go yeah, on. What I'm saying, Shogun Michael 69ers, is that you should probably, you're probably going off the wrong women, the ones who are too selfish.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you know, like, this is the thing. I don't know how old you are, you sound quite young and naive.
Yeah.
Mm.
But this is the thing. We go through life and mm-hmm. you gotta really preach. Keep yourself open, yes. Have empathy, yes. Just understand yes. that your place in the world
yeah,
and
yeah.
who you love, you know? Yes. That's the real question here.
Yeah.
So any dick pics,
yes.
send them to the right girl.
Send them to the right
girl.
Send them right here to Bangkok Radio Swayze.
And then we'll screen save that and put it as our profile picture. Online.
If you send us dick pics, that's gonna be the picture for our next episode. Yeah.
And you know what we'll do? Send some back. That's how we roll.
Right, yeah. And you get to be like, you. If you write on your dick the name of whose dick you want back,
mm-hmm.
we'll send that back. And we can get in touch with the bag.
Yeah.
And we can get in touch with guest people, get their dicks
yeah.
on the pics.
We've got a hard drive.
Full yeah. of dicks.
Full of dicks that will probably be seized.
Do you know what?
Do that one more time.
Yeah. I was thinking about this as I was reading Shogun Michael's question. When a woman gets a dick pic and it's a picture of the phallus,
uh-huh.
which is just basically the inner tube of a toilet roll, wrapped in elbow scrag with a discolored plum
yeah.
at the top, and it's seeping white, disgusting,
yogurt, horse
baby jizz.
Yeah.
And there's often shades of green. And I don't know about you, I'm circumcised, so there's a dark brown patch that just covers the top part of it.
Mm.
I'm just thinking, seeing this disgusting abomination that is cupped at the bottom with just the most foul, wrinkly, two fucking balls
of sadness. Of
fucking whatever, like flesh and cartilage.
What is that?
Wrapped in a net that is specifically designed to keep your crotch cool.
But
does not provide it with the protection it needs.
Yeah.
Do women see that and think, I am fucking wet as a clam? Looking at this disgusting Salami. Piece of shit abomination.
You Ben, you gotta think though.
Yeah.
Is the penis of, is it of a straight?
Whoa. Yeah. Okay.
Is it hardened?
I bet you gay men have nicer looking dicks. Because they know what they're looking at a dick and they're like, that dick looks.
Them.
Again with
the I like the way this dick looks. I want my dick to look like that. I'm going to make it look nicer.
Yeah.
Where straight men are just like, oh, that pussy, it smells weird, but it's nice to go inside one. But they're not ever thinking, this is what dick should look like.
Yeah.
It should be like sort of smooth at the top.
I think, talking seriously.
Again, why are they darker than the rest of your... Again. Why is the dick darker than the rest of your body?
That is a fucking amazing question. I have no idea.
Hmm.
I've actually thought that as a kid, as a little tiny baby...
As a baby. A boy is a baby.
I really was like, why is my
ding-a-ding? I think it's because of the blood vessels. You have more engorged blood vessels.
Maybe.
Yes, engorged is a great word. I bet you Shakespeare invented that word.
Well, here at Masons, we know all about the shaft, sir. The shaft and the plums. We
make all our swords of fine titanium battle creed. Designed from the hearts of dragons. Obviously, today's episode was
brought to you,
sponsored by
Days of Old.
Days of Old. It was sponsored by 6 Million Ways to Dine.
Choose one.
6 Million Ways to Dine. Their slogan, their official slogan, is the amount of people who died in the Holocaust. Not the amount of people. It gets a bit convoluted. Not the amount of people, but the amount of Jews specifically who died in the Holocaust. That's how many different types of meal we have for selection on our app. Download now.
This is the tagline. This is the official tagline.
It's a long tagline.
It's a long
and it even has the bits at the beginning where he's like, the whoever wrote it is trying to correct his speech to make sure that the reader is understanding. Yeah,
that's the official tagline.
Yeah, exactly what he's talking about.
Also brought to you by the number 9. Thank you for listening to Banco Radio Swayze.